Sport on RTE Radio 1.
23 minutes to 8. Here with the sport is Darren Frahill. Morning, Darren.
Yes, we were just talking off air, weren't we, Rachel, about how quickly the GAA season has gone. And yesterday, I know
all the arguments in favour of the split season. But still, it seems crackers that the entire thing is almost over.
Well, do you know what is crackers? And it's not their fault. It's just the way things are. Limerick had their All-Ireland hurling final press night yesterday evening. And, you know, just a couple of days after the semi-final, because it comes around so quick. It's on Sunday week against Kilkenny. But John Kiely, talking to the media yesterday, a couple of very interesting things to say, actually, Rachel. The first one was, you might remember the break in play, Nicky Quaid, and he got that attention from the goalkeeper and Henry
Shepherd.
Right,
which some people have alleged was a bit of a stroke.
Yeah, one clear man in particular, actually, who was on media duty that day, Davy Fitzgerald, thought maybe this is something that they've been up to during the season, a strategic break in play when things weren't going their well. And Henry Shefflin during the game as well was going pretty crazy on the touchline when this break in play came and the Limerick team doctor went out to treat the Limerick goalkeeper. Well, John Kiely says that's crazy, that sort of talk. But he was also really strong on backing ladies Gaelic football and the camogie as well in terms of getting equal rights to the lads in terms of the players' charter. And he's called for the GAA to really get behind that and support them now. He says the time is right to do that. He's also been talking about getting ready for the All-Ireland hurling final, of course, against Kilkenny. And he's looking for his team just for one more big push on Sunday week.
Under a lot of pressure during the Munster campaign, but we've survived that and we've pushed on now again. We've worked hard to get where we are today and we're looking forward to the next 2 weeks. As regards motivation for the final, you know, both teams will have their own motivating factors behind what they're going after for the next 2 weeks and for the game itself. For us, you know, we won't be paying any attention to the past. This is the last game of the season and we want to get out the right side of it. So we'll be focused on our own performance and just trying to be a better team than we were the last day.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Mickey Graham has stepped down as Cavan football manager after 5 seasons in charge. He guided the county to the first Ulster title in 23 years when they won it back in 2020. Orla Comerford finished 4th in her 100-metre final at the Paralympics World Championships in Paris. Brilliant run from Orla and was just 0.06 of a second off a bronze medal there. Shamrock Rovers return to Champions League action tonight. They meet the champions of Iceland, Breidablik, in the qualifiers. Rovers host the first tonight at Tallaght Stadium and it gets underway at 7:45. It's live on RTE2. If Rovers could win this tie, it will be such a boost as it gives them 2 more opportunities to qualify for the second and third tier competitions in Europe. The Hoops qualified for the group stages of the Conference League last season. Rory Gaffney scored 3 goals on the European run last season and he's been speaking with Claire McNamara.
Yeah, great opportunity and very exciting. I suppose why we work so hard is to win the league, to get the reward of tomorrow night and the opportunity to, I suppose, fight for a place in the group stages of European football.
Yeah, there really is a lot at stake, isn't there? Like a win really would set you up nicely on that potential road.
Yeah, it just shows the importance again of winning the league and getting through the first round, knowing that you've a shot at the, I suppose, Champions League, Europa League and then the Europa Conference League. You know, if we don't win, it becomes a lot more difficult.
How important would it be to have a successful European journey for every player?
Yeah, obviously for the players, first and foremost, it's just an unbelievable experience. You know, we spent the summer last year just flying around Europe, playing matches, going to, I suppose, different stadiums, different cities. But then obviously the club, the financial reward for the club and what they want to, I suppose, do with any money that could come in.
And the experience of that last summer, has that really helped and really will push you on this summer, do you think?
Yeah, it just shows, I suppose, last summer shows the importance of our squad and we have a great squad and it's for nights like tomorrow night if there's a couple of niggles within the group and we know that there's other lads that are there to step up and I suppose when we're going to be busy, so we're going to have league games, European games, and that's why we'll be beating everyone.
Yeah, more on that big game later on the programme. Finally, the world number 43, Christopher Eubanks, created the big shock at Wimbledon this year so far as he beat the 5th seed Stefanos Tsitsipas to reach the quarterfinals. Up next for him, the 3rd seed Daniel Medvedev.